Okay, we're holding today on Daf Ayin Gimel on the Aleph, I think. No, we're still one line up from the bottom, on Ayin Beis on the base. So basically, we were looking to find yesterday the marker for Rabbi Shimon, who holds that Kemitza does not necessarily imply Achiyol Kayanim, because it's Shaykh and Minchas Feite of a Kohen to have both Kemitza, and nonetheless, the Shiraim are craving. And so we had the question of how do we know if that's the case according to him, just because the Eimer and the Minchas Seita are Nikmatzes, that doesn't mean that they're included in the general halacha of Zeis Teras HaMincha, which applies to Minchas Seitim. But these are how do you know that the Kemitza implies that there's a Chilul Kayan and there's a Shirai? So we learned it out of the extra pasuk, the Chol Mincha B'Lov Hashem and V'Chareva, the Chol B'nei Aron Tihiyeh. And we said that since that's an extra pasuk, so we'll use it instead, and we'll say Imeinu Inyan, the parshas was Blula Shochitim, but we'll use it for the Blula Shochitim, which is a reference to the Eimer, and if it isn't the Nilu Chareva Shochitim, we'll use it for the Chareva, which is Milchas Seita. The problem is that today the Gemara wants to know, V'hayla Hakyu Diyasa, can indeed you use the pasuk for that purpose? That pasuk is needed as we use it in the following brisa. How do we know that a Kohen cannot tell another Kohen, you know what, I don't run the vegetarians, I'll take the menachas and you take the zvachim. The chaluka is osur, it's not the Kohen's, at least not until it's given to him. He cannot make a deal on how the chalukah will go. The chalukah is open to all. Talmud Omar, v'chol ha-mincha asher te'afeh v'tanur, l'chol b'nei Aron tiyeh. So that means it has to be given to all Kohanim equally and no deals are allowed. Yochol lo yechalku min afot keneged zvachim shelo kamu takfeim bedalut. You might think that that's only a limitation of mincha to zevach, because mincha is very far away from Zevach. V'horaya, if you have a carbon oil of a yoreid, you don't switch a mincha for a Zevach. You have to first go through an oath if you can afford an oath. So maybe that would explain why you can't switch a chalukah of a mincha for a Zevach. Avo yechalku min afot keneged ochot. Sharei kamu takteim bedalut. On the other hand, the middle stage of a carbon oil of a yoreid is you can't afford an animal, you bring a bird. Can't afford a bird, you bring a mincha. So maybe a mincha can be switched for a bird, even if it can't be switched for a zeva. Talmud Lomar, v'chol na'aseh b'marcheshet l'chol b'nei Aron tiyeh. Another pasuk tells us that even under other circumstances it has to be given l'chol b'nei Aron. Yochol lo yechalku min achot k'neged ofot, shalalu minei dami v'alalu minei kemachim. You might think, okay, I understand, it doesn't make sense to have vegetable matter switched for meat, but maybe yechaku ofot keneged zvachim. On the other hand, it makes a lot of sense that an oaf, which is meat, and a zevach, which is meat, and an oaf does come in place of a zevach when it comes to carbon oil of a yard, it's got all the right ingredients, and alo alo mine dami. So maybe we could make a deal about the chaluka of Eifes Keneket Zvachim. Look, I'm basically a bird eater. And therefore you take all the meat and I'll take all the bird. Talmud Lomar V'yamachavat V'chol B'nei Aron Tiyeh. Third pasuk again stresses V'chol B'nei Aron Tiyeh to tell me even Eifes Keneket Zvachim. Yochol lo yechalku Eifes Keneket Zvachim She'alalo Asiyatan B'yad V'alalo Asiyatan B'kli. You might think, okay, I understand that there's a completely different aveda. You have an aveda biyad when it comes to eifes. There's no second shechita. You need to do melika begufa shokayin. But maybe we could have minachot keneged minachot, starting at the bottom again, where we started the drasha. She'elu ve'elu asiyatan biyad. Okay, understand. So no switching zevach for mincha, no switching oaf for mincha, no switching oaf for zevach. But how about mincha for mincha? Both of them are beyad. Talmud Omar, yet a fourth pasuk v'chol mincha b'lulav Hashem v'chol b'nei Aaron tiyeh. Yochol lo yechalku machava keneged marcheshet. Marcheshet keneged machava. Now understand that if you have different types of menachos where the asiyah is different, were Zuma Aser Kashim v'Zuma Aser Rakim. We saw the Nafkamina in a Marcheshet, and a Machavat is that a Machavat brings you a more pancakey kind of thing, whereas a Marcheshet brings you more of a Tegelot kind of thing, it's softer. But maybe you would be allowed to have Machavat Kinegan Machavat Umarcheshet Kinegan Marcheshet. Maybe you could, however, if it's the same type of mincha, you can make a deal that, you know, I only eat menachas that come from Shevet Reuven, you know, you take them. So therefore it says again, v'chareva v'chol b'nei Aharon tihiyeh. Now here of course is the pasuk that we darshan, v'chol mincha v'lulav v'chareva. And we said before that we were going to use that pasuk to tell me the din that Aliba the Rebbe Shimon, there is a din Avapidas Kamitza. I need this extra pasuk to tell me that there is also Shiorei Ne'erchomim. So we're going to get back to the answer in a moment, but meanwhile we hit the problem area. Go on. No, thank you very much. Still not cold enough. When we have to start building the fire, then I told you at your age you should try controlling your eyes, Abba Josh. This is what happens. Yochol lo yechaku b'kachikachim. So you might think, okay, I understand this is a myelin kachikachim, that there is makvid kachikachim, I really like that. Directly mishulchan gavaya. Abba yechaku b'kachim kalim. Maybe it would be okay to split different types of kachim kalim. Therefore the pasuk ends, v'chol b'nei Aharon tihiyu ish ki'achiv. Then it adds, ish ki'achiv v'him al tzedah. This is the next pasuk. So if we darshan ish ki'achiv to go on v'him al tzedah, so then it's telling us that k'shem she'en chokim b'kachim kachim, kach en chokim b'kachim kalim. Therefore tzedah, which is kachim kalim, is also included in this analysis. Ish ki'achiv, this teaches us that an ish, meaning an adult, is chaylik, even if he's a balmum. It's adding now an additional chaluka. But ain, because even though he doesn't do the avodah, he still gets a chaylik. But a katan isn't chaylik, even if he's a tam. Anyway, but meanwhile, we do see that the pasuk that we claimed was extra, v'chol mincha b'lulav Hashem and v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aharon, is not extra at all. And it's needed to tell me the din of ein chok in keneged. So how do we explain now the raya that we thought we had Aliba de Rebbe Shimon? Answers the Gemara, ahu mikol nafka. That drasha I learned from the word kol. It says kol mincha b'lulav Hashem. I didn't darshan the kol before. I just darshaned the very fact of mincha b'lulav Hashem and v'chariv halachol b'nei Aharon. What do I need the kol for? The kol comes to tell me this additional din of chalukah. Now wait a second here. The kol I darshan that also. Remember, es the gemara v'ha'afikte. Yeah, I thought you used it before for the drasha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Remember the drasha Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. He was trying to prove that you cannot be chaylik the minchas ma'afet tanur into half retikin and half matzis. So his father Rabbi Yehuda had one drasha. He had another drasha. It was even more chamur, and he used this pasuk to say. The pasuk is comparing the din of minchas marcheshes and machavat, which are two completely different minim, to the din of minchas marcheshes tanur, should be two completely different dinim, and various other comparisons in the pasuk. He used already this pasuk of kol mincha, so because we've already gotten two drushes out of this pasuk, where does the third come from? We darshan the kol to tell me the din of chaluki here, the vikol to tell me the halacha. And the main pasuk we got used for Rabbi Shimon, as the Gemara Vikol, Elahu mi Vikol. So we have the Mincha b'lulav Hashem v'chareva l'chol b'nei Aharon, the Kol Mincha b'lulav Hashem, and the Vikol Mincha b'lulav Hashem. So the Vikol Mincha b'lulav Hashem, the im eino inyan, and so on that we said before, that we learned from the Mincha, the Brisa itself is from the word kol. Ravina Amar? Ravina says, look, there's really, we have basically a completely different drasha. And that is Asya Midatani Levi. His instead of having to learn all this from the pasuk of Kol Mincha, B'lulav Hashem and V'chareva, take a look at the drush that the Levi has in the Brisa. L'chol korbanam, l'chol minchatam, l'chol katatam, l'chol ashamam. So here we have in Parshas Kerach the review of all of the Kof Dalet Matnis Kahuna, which is now given with Bris Melach and so on as a sign of the Kahuna after there was the Chaluk, the Machlokas on the Kahuna. So we darsh in this pasuk to tell me what things the Kohen gets a chelek in. That's what it's talking about there. It's given to Kol B'nei Aaron. So Kol Korbanam is marba anything that's called a korban, and that includes even a Luk Shem and Shal Metzera, which we darshened before, we saw before, that that's also called a korban. And why do I need a special pasuk to tell me that a Kohen takes the leftovers of the Luk Shem and Shal Metzera after they're put on the Bahinais and so on of the Metzera? Because Salka Da'atecha Mina Mina Eishka Zavachmana. I would have thought without the Kol Korbanam that the only matanes that are given to the Kohen to eat are matanes that are Shirayim Mina Eish. But over here, because that's what it says, but over here the Luk Shem and Shal Metzera isn't put on the Eishim. So who's to say that the Kohen gets a piece of the action? Okay, therefore Kamash Malah. That he, nonetheless, it's given to the Kohen. Then it says, L'chol minchatam, what's that, marba? Ah, finally we get to what we wanted. L'rabes minchas ha'emer, minchas kanos. So this would be a perfect place for Rabbi Shimon, who can't learn out from the very fact that there's askarata, that there's k'mitza, that there's achilu l'teyanim. Indeed, here the Torah says beferish, that minchas ha'emer, minchas kanos is a ribui from kol minchasa. Why do I need this ribui? Says the Brisa. Because Salka Da'atecha Mina V'yochlu Otam Asher Kupar V'yam Omer Akbona. Now, of course, the Rebbe Shimon wouldn't need this excuse for needing the Pasuk, right? According to Rebbe Shimon, I know why we need the extra Pasuk. I don't need Salka Da'atecha Mina. I would have said Salka Da'atecha Mina that Zos Teres Amincha Amincha Schitim Ne'ema. But if you want to say according to everybody, why would I need an extra drasha to tell me that Minchas Ha'emer and Minchas Kanos need a pasuk that the Kehanim eat? Because Salka Da'atecha Mina, I might think that V'yachlu Otam Asher Kupar Behem Omer Akbona. Note that what's given to the Kohen seems to be a getter of the Kapora itself, because we find that Achila is in terms of Kapora. So over here, there is no kapora. Ha'ilahatya ka'asya, vidachlami levara ka'asya. These korbanas, the yom is not coming as a kapora. The yom is coming to be matir chodesh. The minchas kanos is not coming as a kapora. It's coming to be mevara, the oven of the yisha, to be matir for us. But where do you see it's a kapora? Therefore, kamash malan, this additional pasuk of l'chol minchasam is even including the Minchas Ha'emer and the Minchas Kanos. And now, of course, that's exactly where Rabbi Shimon would know it from. But meanwhile, we'll complete the Braisa. L'chol chatasam is marba even a chatasaot. Sal kadatech amina nevelahi. I might have thought, how can a Kohen eat a chatasaot? There was no shrita. So who's to say that when the Torah gives the Shirayim to a Kohen, it means he can eat a nevela? Therefore, Kamashvan Lachol Chatasam Iver Chatasot is mat, the Malik is mat of the Kohenim as well. Lachol Ashaman, the Rabot Asham Nazir Vasham Mitzara. This tells me that the Asham Nazir and Asham Mitzara are eaten by the Kohenim. Asham Mitzara. Asham Mitzara says it prepares a prophet to the Kohenim. Ksiv Beit Kichatat Hasham Hu La Kohen. Why would I need a prophet to tell me that Asham Mitzara goes to the Kohenim? No. Yeah, sorry, I said that wrong. Asham, what I should have said is Asham Nazir Ki Asham Mitzera. It's coming to tell me that an Asham Nazir is no different than Asham Mitzera. Why would I think it is? Because Sakabaita Kamina Lahansha Ka'asya. I might have thought that, look, I mean, it's only in order. Why am I bringing now an Asham for a Nazir? Because he became Tomei. So he's really, it's not coming for anything except to be Matire him. And in order to start is new Naziris of Tyra. Therefore, Kamashmala, nonetheless, it's no different than an Asham Mitzera. Asher Yashivu, ooh, that's an interesting one. What is returned? What is what's returned to a Kohen? Ah, Gezel Ager. Gedaliah is returned to Bethlehem, but it's given to Canaan, as it says in the book. Lechahi ulevanecha. This comes to tell me, Shalchai ulevanecha, feel the Kaddish Baruch Hayisha. It's yours, mean it's money that is chulin completely. It's yours to do what you wish, and you can use it even to have children. And you can be Makadish and Isha with it.
Which one?
Because of no, you shouldn't. Here the question, there's a machlokas we're showing him how to understand this. Whether this means, so therefore Gezel Ager is different than the other things that we just said before. Because Lamais, if it's your money, then there should be a din of Chalukah also. What are you telling me? It's yours, but you can't switch. Why can't I switch if it's mine? I don't like meat. I'll take your meat. I'll give you my meat. If I can use it to be Makadish and Isha, I should certainly be able to use it to take another and to buy a piece of a korban and exchange it. So some learn that this is dafka din in Gezel Ager, that the limitations on chalukah are limitations in those things which come mishulchan gavera. There's problems with that, as the Tosfos says in the Shita from other Gemaras, it's mashma that they're interdependent, the dinim of even the gavi Gezel Ager. Lamaisa, Rashi learns Shulchahu is all of the above. It's not the only Gezel Ager. It's all yours, the Kaddish Koyas Aisha. Even though obviously there are limitations on the Dinim of Achiva when it comes to Basar of Kachim, it's treated differently than the normal Basar. So Shiraim have their limitations of what you're allowed to do with it. When Lagabi Tuma, Lagabi Bizayan Kachim, and so on. But nonetheless, ownership is the same. So Tosus here is machalik, that this din, that you're not allowed to now make a deal, I'm a vegetarian, and I'll eat the menochas, you eat the basar, that's only a din in the chalukah, the original chalukah. Once it's given to you, it's yours to do whatever the heck you want with it. You're not mechuyev to use it for this purpose or that purpose. So then it's yours to split. The din over here is, in the etzem chalukah of Hegdish, that the Kohanim cannot determine, I like this, you like that. The Shulchan Gavaya insists everybody is the same. You have to be the Shulchan Gavaya. Once you get your portion, you can do with it what you want. You want to be a Makadish Anisha, you want to buy Menachas with it, you want to buy Basar with your Menachas, that's up to you. That's the other Rishayim, remember Chalit. That Gezel Ager doesn't have that kedushas agruf, but Shekin the code, these do, and therefore this drasha is a dafka lagabe Gezel Ager. That's the sheet of the Tosfos Chadashim that's brought in the sheet.
What's the other sheet?
The other sheet, the Rashi sheet, is that's going back on everything. Shokhahi. Aye, what about the din of Chalukah? So Tosfos here explains that that's only Bishas Chalukah. In other words, it's this question of Shulchan Gavoa. You have a right, let's say, we made Takonis Lagabe Mishmaris, right? So we made Mishmaris. David HaMelech is Misakin Mishmaris already. So like, Kohen can't come anytime he wants. That's when room is in the pocket, unless it's his own personal carbon. Okay? So here it's coming to tell me that when it comes to the din of Chalukah, you can't make, so to speak, Mishmaris Lagabe Chalukah. You can't determine that this family of Kohanim is gonna eat Menachas, and that family of Kohanim is gonna eat Zvachim. That you can't do. But once they get it personally, then it's theirs. They can do whatever they want. If a personal Kohen doesn't like the piece that he gets, he can switch it for something else. Yeah, he can switch it for anything. That's for Gabi Achila, but it depends what it is. Some things are also, suppose I want to be Makadish and Isha, and this woman is a guy, and she can eat it. If not, she can only sell it. I mean, that's, make a deal with it. It's certainly worth the Shabbat fruits for Anno. Om Rebuna. Shalmeyar de Kechavim. Amazing halacha. An old Kechavim who makes a neder, I want to bring the carbon shlamim to Hashem, it becomes an Eila. In the sense that, it's not a shlomim that any of it is eaten. The whole thing is put on the mizbeach. Why is that? Ibai zema kroi bai zema svara. See, I'll tell you, it's a pasuk, but the truth is it's logical. Ibai zema svara, odit kachavim libala shamayim. The vision that a goy has of a korban is giving something to God. He believes he's giving gifts to God. So what would be the point in his mind? I'm going to bake a korban so that we should eat the korban. It's ridiculous. I eat it, I'll go to our jobs and stuff. I'm exposing my age. I meant the thing with the luchos. I forgot what it's called. Big Mac, whoever makes those. McDonald's. Yeah. So, what do I need to give it to the Zakos Portman to eat? So clearly his kavana, really, the shlomi, he means to bring peace. But in terms of what he wants done with the carbon, he wants the carbon put on the Mizbeah. And the truth is it's a pasuk. Because it says that, we'll see, we'll darshan the whole pasuk soon, Asher yakrivu la Hashem l'ola. That's in the context of ish l'rabbis, the Avdek Yechovim that they're neider. So there it says, but whatever is yakrivu la Hashem is l'ola. Cold in the carbon, like whatever they're bringing to Hashem, l'ola l'ahavi. The Torah defines it as an ayla by definition, no matter what he calls it. Most Reb Chama Bar Guria, Reb Chama Bar Guria asks from the Brisa, that says clearly not like that. It says, Oved Kochavim, Sheet Nadev Lavi Shlamim. So it depends, not none the Yisrael. If he gives it to a Yisrael to bring the Shlamim for him, so then the Yisrael gets to keep the meat and he eats it. If he gives it to a Kohen to bring the Shlamim with for him, so then a Kohen eats it, and a Goy can't eat it, as in a Kedusha, Kachin Kalin is eaten by Yisrael. But clearly it's not an Oila. Omar Rava, you misunderstand the meaning of that Brisa. Hachika Omar. What it's saying over there is not that he gives it. I mean, he hands it over. So do me a favor, bring this up to the base of English. That's the point. When it says over there, Natnam Yisrael, it means that he was neither a korban to potter a chiyav of a Yisrael who was chayav that shlomi. So he says, I want to bring that shlomi for you, my Christmas present. So then it's really the Yisrael's korban. He's bringing it in order that Yisrael should be mischaper. So that's the case. Yisrael is mischaper. If he's bringing it, if he wants to give it, the Kohen should have the opportunity to bring a korban shlomim, and that's his gift. It's the fact that it's the Kohen's korban. That even though it's a goy's korban, it's not an ayla. I didn't give it to you as a gift. I gave it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a gift for you, for your kapara. So you might think that even in that case, it's still my makshava and my korban from Ashmalan that it goes according to the one that he gave it for. But it Reb Shizvi,
when Israel brings his korban, he doesn't think
that's
a goy.
What do you mean? The Israel doesn't even bring the korban. Israel may never even see the korban. Nosnan, this means I'm an akshit chaper. He doesn't see it. He gets a card. A carbon has been donated in your honor. What's wrong? I understand. It's a very easy way. What do you got to get your hands dirty for?
Like
the
shame
or something. Yeah, exactly. Why not? He doesn't have to. It's a shlomim. Mischaper over here means to get a ritu.
Do you have to have something that you need kapara for? If he gave it to you and no. You didn't need kapara, what would that do?
There's no kapora in the shlomi. That's what it means. Yiskapra, in a sense, means the ritzui of a carpet.
So if he made a neder,
if he made a neder, he could use it to potter his net. Sure. He said, I'm giving this to the neder that this Yisrael made, and that's his kapora. Right? I mean, that's the simple case, is that we're talking about. That the Yisrael had been mechayev himself, not in the dova, where it would be a specific carbon, mechayev himself in neder. The guy says, I'll pay for that. Now, I'm going to send it in for you. Most of Shizvi, Elu Menachot Nikmatzot V'Shireihem LeKohanim. Here it says, the following Menaches, we take Mitzah, it says in our Mishnah, that the Shireihem are given to the Kohanim, and one of them is a Minchas Erev Kohanim. Now how can you explain the fact that the Kohen eat the leftovers of the Mincha if the Das of the Erev Kohanim is that it should be an Eila? In other words, the entire thing should be put on the Mizbeah. So you said that that's what the reason is, that Shlomim is an Eila. So if that's the case, the same logic applies to the Menachos, and so does the Pasuk. Anything that the Bakriv Lashem is supposed to be brought Eila entirely on the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. That's an insolvable steer, but it's not a problem, because we know that there's a very fundamental machlokas about whether it's true that everything that a Goy brings is only an Eila. Ha Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Ha Rabbi Akiva. D'tanya, ish, matam b'tomar ish ish. Why does it say ish ish? L'rabes es ha'evdek echavim shenbeidrin nedaves unedaves ki Yisrael. The reason that it says ish ish is to tell me that even a goy can also bring a korban the way a Jew can bring a korban. Now, then it says asher yakrivu la Hashem le'ola, which of course we darshan before to say anything asher yakrivu la Hashem is le'ola, but here it says eimi yela le'ola. This clearly is not the same. I would think on the surface that this means they can only bring an oila. Shalomi minayin, how do we know that they can be neither shalomim too? Tamid lomar nidrehem. And teda minayin, how do we know that even a teda with a lechem, which is mamish asuda? Tamid lomar nidvota. And minayin l'rabas ha'ofos, v'hayayin, v'alavena, v'aitzin, that they can bring any korban they like to the mizbeach, even nisachim. Tamid lomar nidrehem, l'chol nidrehem. Nidvotam, l'chol nidvotam. So we dash in the two coals to tell me nesachim and even eitzim. So then why did you mention Eila before? In Kain matam et lomar Eila. Eila prat l'nezirut, tibur of Yosef Liv. You could be Machayev himself, only a regular Eila. But if he wants to bring something that is a totsa'ah of a chiyav, that would be a chiyav only for a Jew, that he can't bring. So he can't bring an Eila's nazir. He can bring only an Eila. If he tries to be Mechayev himself through creating the Chiyuv of Eila's Nazir, the Pasht is directly by making himself as a Nazir, but we'll see that he can't do anyway, then it's not Chal. So it's Rabbi Yossi Agrivi. So it was according to Rabbi Yossi Agrivi, indeed, it's possible for a Goy to bring a regular Korban Mincha in exactly the same way it's possible to bring a regular Korban Shlomi. And therefore, when it says in our Mishnah that it's Mikmotzes and it's Ne'achelas and so on, that's a reference to the Shita that holds, and it says Beferish, Elu Menachos and includes the Mincha ben Akum. That's a Shita of Rabbi Yossi Agrivi. Yeah, the Maisa, the Gemara is Bechalik between Min Laveris Kechavim, and a Min can't bring either way. But we'll see the Gemara. I mean, it says Bechor. We dash even though the Mumer can't bring the Gavin. That's after Bechor, by Yisrael, Mechem. But not by Abdei Kechavim. And the Gemara is Bechalik between Min, that his entire Kavona is to bring it for Amadis Kechavim. But an Avedik Kechavim who's bringing La Hashem, so that means he recognizes Hashem. Right. Unless he's a Min, in which case we assume that's what he means by Hashem. Is that he's bringing it for Avodah Zarah. Okay, but then we'll see when we get to Chumen. I mean, the Gemara is becoming. Rabbi Akiva, Imer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Hashem Yakriva Hashem Lo Olam. Ein Li Yala Oila Bilvad. Now that means you can only maybe an Oila. That's what the Pasuk says. Now, what about, this Rosh of Rabbi Yossi Agrivi that Oila is coming to tell me he can't bring it Oila's Nazir? I don't need that to learn from here. Hi, problem is Nazir's Mihalka Nafka, Mihalka Nafka. I know that there's a more fundamental problem with Nazir's. It says, Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yamat aleyem ish ki afli nindor neder nazir lahazir. So that means, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, only an ish or ish of b'nei Yisrael can be mafli nindor neder nazir lahazir. So b'nei Yisrael nodrim b'nazir's. You see from here that he can't be Noda Naziris directly from the parish of Naziris. I don't understand. So why would I need that if I already know that he's not shy after the parish of Korbanus? No, because he may also not have a Korban of the low license. I could have understood from the parish of Korbanus that a Goy is not included in the dinim of Korbanus that are not his Nidav, that come from something else, another chiyuv, like Naziris. But, I mean, if he wants to be neider in Naziris, maybe he has to keep the Naziris. Maybe he has to let his hair grow and not drink wine, the Naziris would be chal on him. Kamash learned that there's a separate halacha, even the Naziris isn't chal on him. Now, Kaman also had its nam, So then, who is the following going according to us? He didn't go according to anybody. It says in the Mishnah, we just mentioned this before, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Devarim Hitkinu Beit Din V'Zechad Mehem. One of the things that was a Takanas Beis Din was that an Oved Kekorbim, Sheshalach Olatomim Minat Hayam, if a guy sends a Korban Eila, and he's sending it from overseas, we don't have easy access there, V'Shilach Iman Nesachim, so if he sent along a Korban Nesachim to bring with the Eila, so then Krevim Mishawa, we bring his own Korban Nesachim. The Imlav, but if he doesn't send the Nesachim, we don't start a long communication, send back, have him FedEx the Nesachim, and so on and so forth. He makes a takana that it's Krevim Mishal Tzibur, and we use public money to bring the Nesachim. We'll see that his carbon requires Nesachim, we learn out from a pasuk. Now the problem is that this implies that a goy can send the Nesachim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, he can't even send Nesachim. So does this mean it's a lamer of Yossi Agri or the Lord of the Akiva? Does this mean that this whole takana was only going on Libra of Yossi Agri? Nah. I feel the same with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says an Ayla. What do you think that means? Davka, the meat portion of an Ayla. The Nesachim of the Ayla is part of the Ayla. So Rabbi Akiva is made it. When it says Lo Ola, it means Ola. The correct Gersa, apparently, if they both Rabbeinu Gershon and the Aruch and other Rishonim, is V'chol Avizra, all of those things that are secondary to the Ayla, like V'chol Avizrahu.
The
Nesachim
includes wine.
Yeah,
that's
right.
The
Nesachim
doesn't
include wine. Have to be badatz. It would have to be good badatz hechsher. Okay, however it is. I mean, he could sell it. He doesn't have to send the actual wine. He could send the money.
But he says
he sent the Nesachim. If he sent the Nesachim, then he sent it with a double, with whatever he had to, whatever he had to send it with. If not, he could send the money. But the point is that it's his. Whereas according to this, it shouldn't be his. He doesn't have a right to bring it to Slav. It would have to be Mishal Tzibur.
Could you sell stuff with
Miyai Meza? No. Man Tana Lahada Tana Rabbana. And who is the author of the following? Here it gets even dicier because it doesn't seem to work out the halal. I mean, here it says Ezra, Kola Ezra, so Yasekaka. So we darshan Ezra. So this means only an Ezra is maybe Nesachim. That's in the whole parsha of Nesachim with the word Kola Ezra. Okay, so only an Ezra, but another Kachavim can't be maybe Nesachim. You might think if that's the case, Yochavotei Olatotu Una Nesachim. So maybe if he can't bring the Sakhan, the Sakhan, no fiat of the Sakhan. And the whole din of the fiat to bring the Sakhan when the Korban Eila is only said on Yisroel and not said the Klal on an Ovik Yachavim who sends a Korban. No, Talmud Lomar Kacha. It has to be done this way. Now, this doesn't work according to anybody. I mean, money, Lord of Yosef Gwili, Rabbi Akiva. According to Yosef Gwili said he could send the Ayin. So why would it say an Ezrach and not a Goy? And according to Rabbi Akiva said that only Ayla Miri Akrina Lo, which is Mashma, that means that there shouldn't be even to Una Nesachim. So how does it say Allah say to Una Nesachim if in the very parsha of the Ayla that he's allowed to bring, the Farish it disallows the Nesachim? It could be working according to either of them. Ibai said, Rabbi Yossi Agrili, Ibai said, what's the big problem over here? If it's Rabbi Yossi Agrili, then Enoch Inami, we're going to have to say that in the previous Grosha, where he included not only the Menachos and the Levina and the Eitzim, he also included Yayin. There was really no basis to include Yayin. Maybe Samimitan Yayin. Maybe I exclude Yayin. Then we can avoid the whole problem, the badats, the stemples, and everything. Say nothing else. Maybe he's not, maybe Yayin. And Levi said, maybe Akiva, maybe it's going to Rabbi Akiva. What are you saying? It's a terrorist of an Ayla, not Nesachim. Why would you think such a thing? An Ayla means an Ayla with whatever an Ayla needs. Ayla, the Cholav Yisrael, whatever is brought together with the Ayla, which includes Nesachim. Now, Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah says, the minchas chete, the kohen, requires kmitza, but what happens? The kemet is brought on the mizbeach, but the shirayim are also brought on the mizbeach, which is brought separately. That's a very interesting halacha, you know, I mean, where does he get such a thing from? The Tana Rabban, the Braisa darshins the posik, vaita la kohen kamincha. So here we're talking about a minchas chete. For some reason in the parsha of minchas chete, it says that the kohen should treat the minchas chete like a mincha. I mean, I hope that's what it is, no? So therefore, we understand it to mean that the haita, the minchas chote, to the kohen, like a normal mincha. And a normal mincha, kohen is allowed to bring, if he wanted to bring his own mincha, could he come today and bring that mincha? Do we tell him, I'm sorry, sir, it's not your mishmar? No. If a kohen brings a carbon for himself, he can bring it whenever he wants. There's no din of mishmar for personal carbon.
So you might think
that since, what do you mean it's somebody else?
Okay, anybody else can bring me like
so
why shouldn't
you come
bring me?
No, to do the Aveda. To do the Aveda, of course. I'm sorry, I should have been clearer. So he does not have to give his, he comes in and they'll say, well, deposit your money and we'll take care of it. No, I want to take care of it myself. So you might think when it comes to Minchas Chayte, where he is the one that is coming to be Mischacher, so then he has to come humbly like everybody else and go to the Kohen to do the carbon for him. Therefore it says, no, he can do it himself. It's like a Minchas Nedava, even though it's a Minchas Chayte and a Chayva. That's right.
It goes against the drash. I thought I saw quoted in the source of Mila and Yerushalmi and I post it about where you do a korban chatat, the airport is like a korban.
Kichatatu Hashem?
Yeah, and the reason is that the Yerushalmi said that it's a korban
chatat. Let's see, I think there's one here.
So that Hashem does it so that
that's something else that it looks the same.
Right.
That's something I've been calling. It's Bichlal.
It looks the same. But now
the
Kohen is off duty and he's doing it, and everyone knows.
No, but what? If he's off duty and doing it, so then it's in the
Dovah.
Okay. So, this teaches us that he could do the Avodah himself. I told him to stay with us, like Sherebo. I mean, you say that's what it's coming to tell us. Maybe it means, Lahatim, because Fetish Okarani. Maybe it means, Vaita, Lakrain, Kamincha, that it's allowed to be eaten. In other words, this mincha, even though it's a mincha v'kayin, is not called a mincha skayin, it's called kamincha. And therefore, it comes to tell me, shirayim on a chalot. Umani mekayim, so then, and how would I understand when the pasuk says, v'chol minchat kohen kalil tiyeh lo te'achel, that's referring to a nedava, minchas nidvato. If a kohen brings a mincha of his own volition, so then, kalil tiyeh lo te'achel. But, if the Torah is mechayev in a mincha, so that is a chayte, chavato, maybe te'ena chalot. Maybe it'll be like any other mincha. Talmud lomar. Therefore, it's stressed in the pasuk. Vaitala kohen ka mincha. Look, if you look at the pasuk, it's telling me, this mincha's kohen should be like any other mincha's kohen. Makish chavato nidvato. And therefore it's telling you this mincha, which is a chova, is kemincha, meaning like an adava. And just like the adava is not nechelas, his chova is not nechelas. And therefore there's no havamina to say it's coming to be matar, the akil of the shirayim, and it can only therefore be coming to tell me that he is able to do the aveda all by himself.
Does he get the shirayim?
Which
shirayim? Any shirayim, anything that comes off?
Which shirayim?
Any.
There aren't any Shirayim. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Shimon, now wait a second, what kind of mean is there? V'chinemar v'aitzalak v'ayin k'minchato. What does it have here? This carbon mincha should be to the Kohen like his other carbon mincha. But that's not what it says. It says v'aitzalak v'ayin k'mincha. Like a generic mincha, like a typical mincha, like a Yisrael's mincha. So halolo nemar ela k'mincha. All it says is it should be like a mincha. So what it's really doing is it's being makish a minchas chotei of a kohanim to minchas chotei of a yisrael. And it's telling me that the kohen has to act with the minchas chotei the same way he would act with the minchas chotei of yisrael. Ma minchas chotei shal yisrael nikmetzet. I'll close it with the little tongue so it stays closed. Ma minchas, the chotei shal Yisrael has to have a kmitza. So too the minchas chotei of Yisrael has to have kmitza. Ah, Yotaina, well, if that's the case, let's compare it completely. And we'll say, if minchas chotei of Yisrael not only requires kmitza, but it has shirayim, and the shirayim are eaten. So shirayim are nechalim. Shall we therefore say the same thing that at minchat chotei shel kohanim nikmetzat v'shiareh ne'echolim? So maybe if there's kmitza, which I just proved has to be kmitza, so then maybe that, since that implies the shirayim, the shirayim that should be eaten. Talmud lomar la kohen kamincha. What do you think it says? To the kohen, it has to be treated like a mincha. That means whatever the kohen would normally do to a minchas yisrael is what he normally would have to do to a minchas kohen, namely kmitza. But it doesn't say anything about the mizbeach. So in other words, la kohen is like a mincha, but the ishim, lo le ishim ke mincha, it's not the same as a mincha when it comes to the ishim on the mizbeach. Oh no, the mizbeach is very ugly when it comes to a minchas kohen. And therefore, obviously, as far as the mizbeach is concerned, it's getting whatever it would have gotten even if there was a minchas nedava. So our ketzah, so what does that leave us? What are the options? Obviously, if I knew to do kmitza, okay, so the kmitz is karabiatzmai. I have shirayim, but the shirayim are krevim batzman. So this shows us the mokur of Rabbi Shimon Shita, that the fact that the Torah didn't say kiminchato, and instead kimincha, meant that the Torah was insisting that the kohen's share of a mincha, which is what? The kmitza, to do the kmitza, that's all he has to do. So his share in the minchas kohen is equivalent to his share in the minchas yisrael. Just like in the minchas yisrael, he will be busy with kmitza, so too in the minchas kohen, he will be busy with kmitza. But when it comes to achila, it's only the lowly yishim. So the lowly yishim kmincha, and then the mizbeach gets the remainder. And the kohen does his work, but doesn't get fed.
The minchas kohen.
You're gonna go home, see everybody?